Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Hot Response, a Boston Fire novel by Shannon Stacy, performed by Tatiana Sokolov. Chapter 1.
Change of plans, boys,
Rick Gulati announced from the shotgun seat of Ladder 37. Gavin Boutreau sighed and kissed his plans for a sandwich stacked with about 3 inches of deli meats goodbye, as the siren started wailing again. They'd just finished an overhaul, making sure there were no hot spots that might flare up again, and he was starving.
PD's requested possible medical assistance, and EMS doesn't have an available truck yet. We're closest, so we win.
Gulati continued, because they'd been talking sports, and he figured they hadn't been paying attention to the radio. And he was right.
Possible medical assistance?
Jeff Porter looked at Gavin and shook his head.
They don't even know if they need help yet. A woman screaming somewhere in the building is all they know, although a second caller reports there is a very pregnant woman who lives on the third floor, and it sounds more like pain screaming than fear screaming.
Chris Erickson, who did the driving, pulled to the curb while the LT was talking, coming to a stop behind Engine 59. There were several cruisers there already, and Gavin could see a couple of officers standing in front of the building. The firefighters gathered, looking for an update, and Gavin rolled his eyes at Grant Cutter, who looked as annoyed by this lunch delay as he was. They were the two youngest guys in the three-story brick fire station that housed L-37 and E-59, so even though they hadn't known each other before they landed assignments there, they'd become the best of friends. They'd gotten pretty good at nonverbal communication. They were held up at the front door until more information came through, and the reason for the screaming was confirmed.